everyone. Welcome back to Cancel 38 Podcast. My name is Claire.
And my name is Macy.
And we have a special guest today, if you want to introduce yourself.
Hi, my name's Taylor Phillips. I'm a student at St. Mary's, and this is my first time on a podcast, if I'm a little
Yes, this is so exciting. We actually met Taylor this past semester because Taylor is a freshman here, and we met you at the first Turning Point USA meeting that we had on campus, which, again, is very controversial to some people, but, you know, we met so many amazing girls at that meeting. We're going to talk to Taylor about some of, you know, her experiences at St. Mary's and not only that, just college culture in general and how it's turned so woke. So
yeah, so there's a lot of interesting things that you definitely have to say about so many things here. So I guess first question is, like, tell us about you decided to come here, what you thought it was versus what it actually ended up being.
Okay, so I actually hadn't heard of St. Mary's until about a year and a half ago. I got married young, which got a lot of judgment over here. I got married at 18, and he's a year older, so he got into Notre Dame, and he's studying chemical engineering there. And at that point, we were talking about marriage, but we were kind of like, you know, if we do long distance, well, we did long distance for a year, but we were like, you know, if I go to school out there, then we'll decide to, because it would make more sense just financially and all the things worked out. And then, so he was like, come on, just like apply, because originally I'm from California, so obviously very far from here. And so I applied and I got a really big scholarship. So my mom and I flew out for the nursing showing day, or I don't know exactly what it's called. But we came out, and I had a great experience. I mean, all the teachers and professors were super nice. All of the girls seemed normal. So I ended up committing, and then so on. James and I got married, and we moved out here. And I always lived off campus, so I never lived in the dorm, so I can't really speak to what that's like. But my first experience where I was kind of like, okay, this is interesting, was it was in the beginning of my anatomy and physiology class, and my professor refused to say male or female. She would only say male presenting or female presenting, which I thought was interesting. And then she wasted an entire day of lecture because she went on a social justice trip to Costa Rica to talk about diversity over there. And I thought that was interesting because my mom's Puerto Rican. So if you go to any of those countries and talk about that stuff, I mean, it's not like America. They're going to roll their eyes.
Yeah.
And so I thought that was kind of, I was like, okay, we have a test next week. Why are we talking about the entire class? Like, and we could be talking about anything else.
Well, especially for like an anatomy teacher to also not use male and female. Like, I feel like that's super telling. Was that like a sign for you? Okay, maybe this is not what I thought it was going to be?
Yeah, and then another thing was there was this mandatory event that all the freshmen had to go to, and it was kind of a Q&A with Katie Conboy and pretty much some of the chair members. And Katie went in front of everyone, and it was a nice event at first. Like, everyone was just asking silly questions, like, oh, can we get more of this in the dining hall, or oh, can you make more space in this room, so on. And then a student went up and pretty much started grilling Katie on why there isn't a pro-choice club, which there is an official pro-choice club. They were allowed, which I thought was interesting, that they were allowed to hand out Plan B and didn't get in trouble. But she started grilling Katie, and Katie kind of was just like, oh, well, we can't really do that. I mean, she was kind of elusive, but my friend Audrey and I, we actually went up after to thank her for sticking her ground on that, because we had heard that she was a little bit more liberal and left-leaning. And she kind of just seemed very cold, shrugged us off. She was just like, yeah. And we were just kind of made a little bit uncomfortable by that. And I just thought that was interesting. And then everything just kind of snowballs from there.
Yeah.
Exactly. Oh, my gosh. Mm-hmm. Okay, so I guess next is the policy, because I feel like you had a lot of experience, unfortunately, with people targeting you.
Yeah.
So if you want to talk about that a little bit.
Well, I was very outspoken about the policy because, I mean, I come from a very liberal state, so they were one of the first to implement that sort of thing, especially with women's sports. And I've played sports my entire life, especially swim and water polo. So with water polo, we'd actually some days practice with boys. And, I mean, just the difference. Like, there can be... So pretty much an example, I guess. So there was this really, really scrawny little kid. And they would put him on me. And I was a senior and he was a freshman. And he was still stronger than me.
Yeah.
Mm. And, like, I lift weights and do all of that stuff. And he probably weighed a good 90 pounds.
Oh, wow.
And so...
That just shows.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, it's just... the way muscle composition and the way that testosterone works, it's just, there's no, I'm not even going to get into that, but with the policy, I was a little bit outspoken about it because my friend Becca, she played club volleyball, and there's this hilarious picture of a trans athlete, one side standing up with their hand going above the net, and she's jumping, and her hand is barely going above the net, used to be he, now she. Spiked the ball, hit her in the head, and she was concussed. Mm-hmm. And so I was just kind of thinking, like, great, so now are men going to take women's spots in sports, or how is it going to work in dorms? I know my friends all live there. They don't want to accidentally see any male parts in the bathroom, and... I don't know. I've experienced it going to the bathroom and seeing a biological man in there. Mm-hmm, it's really intimidating. Yes, I actually flew into Georgia over one of the breaks, and I had a really rude experience with one of the airplane workers. So I was crying in the bathroom, and just to comfort me, I guess, a 6'4" trans woman walked in wearing a crooked wig, and I'm sitting there, and I'm 4'11", just like...
I actually had a similar experience literally at Howard Park in South Bend when I was going ice skating, and I went into the bathroom and saw a trans woman in there, biological man, and it was just the most uncomfortable feeling. I can't even explain it. Nothing even happened.
Yeah.
It's just a vulnerable spot to be in, so yeah. I can totally empathize with that. And just,
I mean, no
just
matter what they do, they're not gonna be women.
No.
And especially in vulnerable places where people are getting undressed, like a bathroom, like that doesn't, you should not have to deal with that. So anyways, back to what,
What were some of, like, the experiences that you faced from students on campus when you, after expressing, like, your political standpoint?
Well, at first I started getting a lot of messages online, and I'm not really a super big confrontational person. So when Sage started putting up all of those posters, it was a lot, but I was told not to take any down, so I didn't. Except one time, because I was on my way to church, and I saw four of them on the chapel door, which I technically was not in the wrong because I talked to the dean and they technically weren't supposed to be anywhere but a poster board. Mm-hmm. So I was in the right to take them down. The leader of campus ministry told me that I was allowed to take them down. Mm-hmm. So I went to reach, I swear, my friend literally goes, there's no one here, just take it down. And so I was like, okay. And so I literally halfway tear off the tape, and the sacristan comes running out, and another girl who's an RA come running out and, like, get in my face, and they're like, you're a homophobe, blah, 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 blah. You can't do that. You can't do that. Let me see your ID, blah, blah. And, like, I start crying because I don't really know what to do.
You're totally caught off guard.
Yeah. And so I hand them my ID, and she takes a picture, and she's like, you're getting reported to the dean. You're going to get in trouble. And so I just go into mass, and I'm, like, sitting there, like, crying. So I'm like, oh, my gosh, what just happened? And so I walk out and then come back in. And that's how I met my favorite priest. And he pretty much came up to me afterwards and was like, hey, are you okay? Like, what happened? And I told him, and he basically just told me, like, if you get in trouble, I'll back you up because you didn't do anything wrong. Mm-hmm. And I ended up going to campus ministry, and I said, this is a sacristan. A sacristan's supposed to be in, like, a religious, like, a spiritual, like, form of peace because it's part of the mass. Mm-hmm. No, if someone's acting in that role, it's not their job to run up and harass somebody, even if they're doing something wrong. She could have gone and asked someone, like, hey, can you please tell her not to do that? She's not allowed to, or something, even though I was. But yeah, that was probably my worst, like, in-person experience, because what I noticed with a lot of the people here is they will not come up to you in person.
No, they won't.
Even if you, like, mention, like, hey, you could say this to me in person, they will not do that.
Well, that's, like, kind of like what we were talking about before we started recording this episode. Like, a lot of people were upset about the podcast because, you know, we only have one side of the spectrum being represented on the podcast. Mm-hmm. So Macy and I have openly stated we will have anybody from any agenda come on the podcast. So we literally publicly stated that, and nobody's willing to come out and state their opinions on the podcast or in person for that matter. Yeah. I've had a couple girls reach out and say that they've wanted to have conversations one-on-one. Mm-hmm. And I know Macy has as well, but, you know, they've canceled on Macy. A couple have canceled on me. I'm going to be meeting with one of them, but it does seem like, for the most part, students are all talk online, not in person, which is really, really disappointing. Mm-hmm. And also with the whole chapel thing, you would never see us putting up, you know, TPUSA posters on the doors outside of the chapel, because that is a sacred space and we can truly recognize that.
Yes, like, in my opinion, not only, I know you were told, like, you didn't do anything wrong. In fact, if I were that priest, I would have been like, you did the right thing, because we should not. No, like, chapel door should have anything like that.
He actually didn't know about any of the stuff going on at St. Mary's, or the reversal on the, or not the reversal, the implement of the trans student thing. Because I told him, he said that the priests aren't included on any St. Mary's emails, so they don't really know anything about policies or anything. He said that he comes in, they say, hey, maybe do a homily similar to this, like, speak on kind of this issue or things like that. So he said he really didn't know anything about it. So I guess it started when I was talking to my husband, and I was just kind of like, there has to be someone else on campus or off campus or alumna or anything like that that disagree. So I ended up making a petition. I didn't say anything that could be taken the wrong way on there. I made sure to be very, very careful with my words, just because I didn't want it to get taken down. So I pretty much just said, a lot of girls on campus are uncomfortable with this. We don't have a problem with trans people, but it when it comes to our personal spaces where we're supposed to be feeling safe, especially on an all-girls campus, that's just something that girls deserve to have their voices heard with. And so I put up the petition. I wasn't expecting it to get any traction, and then it did. It got a lot of shares and a lot of signatures and all that stuff, and it made a lot of people that are left-leaning on campus very angry, and they mass-reported it, and it got taken down for violating community guidelines. I actually contacted change.org and basically said, can you please tell me which guidelines I violated, because I read them and I did not violate one. And I got someone back that said they'll review it, and they never got back to me, of course. So after that, I remember another petition was started, and a professor on campus actually reached out to me. He found me, because I didn't use my last name, just because I was really afraid of getting trouble in my classes or with administration. And a professor found me just off of the name Taylor, and my last name starts with an M, so he kind of narrowed it down, I guess. And he asked me to meet, and I was, like, so scared. I was texting my friends. I'm like, guys, am I going to get yelled at by a professor? And he basically told me that he thought I was really strong for making that petition, and that he's one of 3 Catholic professors on campus, which I thought was very
interesting. Isn't that insane? At a Catholic
that
college?
That is actually,
like,
insane.
There's, like...
And that he knows that as well. Yeah.
He said that he's one of 3, and that he actually got hired here from another university because they had to fill their Catholic quota or something like that. They had to have...
Seriously.
He's a head of one of the departments, and it has to be a Catholic. And he said, so that's why he was hired. And he said that for the first couple years of him working here, it was terrible. He said he'd go home and talk to his wife about leaving just because, for being Catholic, he got treated terribly here by other staff members and students, etc., which I thought was crazy because he's been working here for a long time. So he said this was probably like 2010s. I take my word on that. I could be a little bit off. This was a pretty old conversation, but
that's so upsetting. Like, wow. I mean, that just, like, shows the hypocrisy of the left, though, with them, like, trying to, like, shut down your petition, because they claim to be, you know, the inclusive ones, and they're the ones who'd shut down any opinions that they, you know, disagree with.
Well, and they love to just go after, like, my friend Audrey said one thing, and they were like, you're white, blah, 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 blah. And I remember I commented back and I said, I'm not white. Are you going to say that same thing to me?
Yeah.
Like, really? Mm-hmm. Because, I mean, it's the kettle calling the kettle black right now. Mm-hmm. Like, you are also not a POC. Mm-hmm. So stupid. I don't understand why race has anything to do with opinion on a matter that has to do with women. If you're a woman, you should you deserve an opinion mm-hmm. on it.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, I don't know. I remember when the whole thing was starting, like, I didn't know, like, a lot of conservative professors. I knew maybe, like, two, maybe, and I don't even think that they're Catholic. I mean, they might be. I actually just don't know. Yeah. But one of the professors, like, reached out to me and was like, hey, can we meet? Like, and I'm like, okay, this could go one of two ways. But I went in, and it was kind of, like, the same thing. They were basically just saying, like, hey, like, I support you. I feel like... They actually, I won't even say he or she because I don't want them to get shot down, but they were telling me, like, I feel like I'm completely alone. I don't know any other conservative professors. And I'm like, hold the phone. Like, we need to introduce you because there are at least two other that I can think of. Mm-hmm. So I did give them the names of those professors, but they were completely shocked. And it's just concerning that we're at so-called Catholic school and they can't even uphold the traditionally Catholic values into the point where professors are even scared of being truly Catholic. Mm-hmm. So
it's so upsetting. Well, to wrap things up, if you're okay, can you talk about recent events?
Oh,
and
yeah.
things you've received from that, because that's even more
this
telling
the cherry
the
on top
hypocrisy.
Honestly,
yeah
so a lot of people didn't know, but I mean, I guess some people did because St. Mary's is kind of a rumor mill, but I got married at 18, and we got married through the Catholic Church, so it's an 8-month process, and we got married last summer, and pretty soon after, I always knew that I wanted to start a family young and still go to school because it's really important to me and my family and my husband. He really, really wants me to stay in school. So I ended up finding out that I was pregnant, and I was thinking, you know what, this isn't bad. I'm going to stay in school either way. It's a woman's college, so hopefully they'll be understanding and things like that. And I was really, really subject to just discrimination from a lot of people. Students spreading rumors at a random party at Notre Dame, some St. Mary's students, I don't know who they are because... it was just some random girls talking to my husband's friends. They were saying that some girl at their school had a shotgun wedding and all of this stuff. And they were like, oh, what's her name? And she was like, oh, her name's Taylor, blah, blah, blah. And he was like, oh, we know her husband. That's not the situation at all. They're very financially stable. They've been married for a year. Mm-hmm. That's not what's going on. And I didn't show for a long time too, so I went to classes up until I was 8 months pregnant, and nobody knew besides my friends. I told my professors in the last couple months, and I told them that I'm going to be taking a leave of absence. But I got a random DM, super, super random. I was in bed. And it's from a burner account, and
the burner accounts.
Yeah, and I thought this was really interesting because I know it's not somebody from home, just because all my friends from home knew, and nobody cares in California. I notice it's very different. Back home, if you have anything, everyone's like has their own business and they don't care. But here, people like to obsess about that stuff. But I got an Instagram DM, and it says, I know who you are, dot, dot, dot. I know everything about you, dot, dot, dot. Being homophobic and transphobic is a sin, dot, dot, dot. You're married, act like it, dot, dot, dot. Keep acting up, dot, dot, dot.
Oh my gosh.
And the baby at 18 might get out sooner than expected. And so I know this person doesn't know me that well because I'm turning 20.
yeah.
So I thought that was a little bit interesting, but I don't know. I just wasn't expecting a woman's college that's supposed to be so pro-woman to... be like this, especially just like with professors kind of acting like it's a nuisance and things like that. And especially because I had the baby and she's a baby girl, I just could not imagine sending her to a school like this. Honestly,
absolutely
as a mother, I don't know how some of the people send their kids here every single day just knowing that they're getting ridiculed for having traditional beliefs and things like that. And I wouldn't have even considered myself that traditional. I know it's a little bit strange to get married young, but I mean, if anything, the ironic thing, coming to St. Mary's has made me a lot more conservative than I was when I got here.
Yeah,
absolutely. Oh my
gosh.
We can relate.
Preach. Okay. Well, with that...
Thank you so much for joining us.
This
was
great.
Such a good, like, I think it's really important for, like, girls to listen to hear what's really going on at campus just because, like, we do preach pro-women values, especially at an all-women's college, but unfortunately, this student population does not represent those beliefs. So, with that, thank you for coming on.
Thank you so much. That was so fun.
Yes.
Okay. Well, that's it.
Thanks for watching.
Thank you, guys.